We're learning Masech the Shabbos that Feitesim in Beis. We'll start a little bit the Agalita. Where is going on the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, Minayin Shekayshin, Lashin Shel Zahiris, Arei Sir Shel Mishtaleach, that you tie a red ribbon on the Sir Mishtaleach, which is for Kapara of all the Averis, you tie a red ribbon symbolizing the Averis, because it says, Yimei HaTecheichin Kashanim, Kashel Galbinu, if your Chatam will be like a red ribbon, that bad, they'll be, that Hashem's gonna make it white like the snow. So the Gemara brings, kashanim ibayalei. Kashanim means multiple red ribbons. But why does it say kashani, like a red ribbon? Just like it says kashelag albinu, it doesn't say kashlogim, like Rashi points out. So the Gemara says, kashanim is also lashon of years. That even if it will be, kashanim alolosh esturus ubayis mishashis meibreshis van achshav kashelag albinu. See, averus will be as many as the years that esturus ubayis Misheshis may brachus ad achshav still will be kashel galbinu. So the Marsha says it means that there's as many chatom as the amount of years there are from misheshis may brachus till now. L'chay it's a little shver. If you want to give an example of ribui, why would you say the amount of years? There are other things that even more could say kachayel ayam, like the sand in the sea. L'chay the everystik in Michael as many a various period. There's a guy in the Mishle that says that that the 365 Laisa says is connected to 365 days of the year. So it means if you're over all the 365 Laisa says, that's the entire year. The Maral says a pshat. I think the other Gemara also fit good with this pshat, that you can only be mechaber on a chait if it's b'mikra, he says. The person himself is not mamish. The chait doesn't go right into that samahusa, the person. B'mikra, he did a chait. So then it's shayach kapara. But let's say a person is masmid b'cheit, hamikra mikra or yasmid. So the cheit's mamish part of his etzim ahus. So how's it shayach kapara? That's a pshan in kishanim shifsturis misheshis meib reishis. At the year, that's part of the bria. The bria is, the chefs of the bria is, you have a year, you have another year, another year. Things that are kavua misheshis meib reishis, that's a pshan is an etzim chelik of the bria. If the chatam become that way, that's some chelik of the mensch. Kishanim asturis misheshis may brachus. That's what he is. So how's the shayach haparim? Now we're saying a chiddush, even that shayach haparim. But why the Maral says? Because that's alts mitzad the guf. Mitzad the guf, mitzad the chelik ashmi shabai. So then avadah becomes part of his mahus. But there's a chelik ruchni shabai, there's a neshama. Mitzad the neshama, it's taka tayiv, the chatam don't rewrite in the neshama. So mel it's shaykh to make a shelig albino on even this chatam, because the person's not the guf, the person's the neshama. That's the next gemara also, that, mechuna v'nivacha yeme Hashem. Ayin mir chadechen gashanim, mechuna v'nivacha. What's the chuna? What does it mean to go? She say, boyuna. She say, come. And what's yeme Hashem? Hashem will say, omer Hashem. Hashem saying. And the Gemara dashes, the Lord said, Lavai, the Kaddish Baruch Hu will tell the Kaddish Hu, L'chuei Tzavah Sechem, go to your fathers, V'adichichu Eschem. Your father should give you Musa. So Kaddish Hu said, we don't want to, because he told Avram that we're going to go, so they did they didn't, he wasn't a Vakish Rachamim. Yitzhak, when he had an Avua, V'ayek HaShetarit, by Esav, in fact, to Ulai, that if Kaddish Hu doesn't do good, so Esav's gonna become on top, he wasn't a Vakish Rachamim. Yaakov had an Avua, Anaychi, Eidim Chametzayim, you go to Golis, Vayivikish Rachamim. Yemer Hashem, we want you to help us out. Ah, Zek Devishti, you're telling me, and you are Chateichen Kashana Kashel Galbinu. Venere Inyan, that Kai Yisrael is Kai Yisrael because of the Avis, the Schus of the Avis, the Avis put into Kai Yisrael all the Kaychas Ruchniyim that the Avis had, they put into Kai Yisrael, and that became the Shir Kaim of Kai Yisrael. But only when they keep up to the avos, they want the schus avos, you have to be eiches and the meisim of the avos. So Hashem tells them, l'chuei tzal avos, go to the avos. You could get kvaldig a schusim from the avos, but v'yichicho eskem, I'll give you musa, you have to be eiches and the meisim. So Kal Yisrael says, l'meisim is going to be mugbul. L'meisim is only tali on the meisim taka, and the avos doesn't work in Ganson, because, you see, the avos, you tell them that the Bonim have to go to Golis, they're okay with it, because, as I verstehen sie, that's how they understand, that's how they realize it should be, that, Hashem could only help them out if the Kali Yisrael is deserving. But the Eivish himself, his Rachmanis is built in Mugvul. So if it doesn't work the Avis, we could go to the Eivish Dalein. Yemer Hashem, that's what it means. V'zeiche chaste Avis, who made the girl of Nevin Eim Laman Shmoy B'Yavu. If v'zeiche chaste Avis, that's one way you could get the Gula. If it doesn't work, Laman Shmoy B'Yavu. Hashem himself could do it. Then the Gemara says, it's very interesting, Agalata, on the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Kiata avinu ki avrom lo yadana v'yisrael lakirenu, ata Hashem avinu ga'elenu ma'elam shemecha. That the pshat is that Avram, Hashem is going to go to Avram, v'necha chatu, he's going to say, yamocha l'kadusha shemam. Wipe him out, Yaakov will go to say, v'necha chatu, say, yamocha l'kadusha shemam. But Yitzchak, he'll talk about Taina. Come with Taina, so says, it's not only my children, your children, but even Chayri Yisrael. And how much could they have nitchatom? He makes the whole cheshbon. You only left for 12 and a half years, so you could be saved with all of it. Well, if you can't, I'll do half, and if you can't even do that, so I'll do the whole thing, because I was masmakim myself for you. So that's going to win the day, and mele ki'ata avinu yitzitzlux avinu, yisrael la'ikrenu, and the Gemara says that Yitzchak will point to Eivish, then Eivish is avinu. Ata Hashem avinu galenu, Le'elam Shemecha. It's a very shvayer Gemara. Farshim Amayrich. I want to say Farshim Pshat. I think it's richtig. Like we said over from the morale, that it's not going to happen exactly. Avram's not going to say Yemocha Kedusha Shemecha, and Yaakov's not going to say, Yitzchak's not going to say exactly these tainus. The Gemara is bringing out this point, B'derech Marshal, B'derech Melitza. But what's the point the Gemara is bringing out? And the shail is, in which schus is Klai Yisrael going to be nigel? In which schus is Klai Yisrael going to get kaparis avinus? Is going to get the Yeshua? So I'm saying Avram was the omen of chesed, and Yitzchak was the omen of aveda, and Yaakov was the omen of teira. So these are three milas gedolos that Klai Yisrael have. They get from each one of the others. So shall you tell Avram, b'necha chatu, need the schus of chesed? The schus of chesed doesn't work with aveiros. And some of Hashem say, Avad Avram wouldn't say Yemacho or Kedusha Shemam. What he means to say is that you want to come with Din, there's no hope for them. So it has to be the Chesed. Avram is, they don't deserve it. And Schus of Chesed doesn't work with Avayus. Goes to Yaakov at Sargidul Banim. See, I think that maybe the Pshat is like this. The Mar says, Loi B'Sabi Tamu V'Dardiki Eitzo. So now you learn, Avram is a Sabi, he's a grandfather. And Yaakov's a Dardiki, he's the grandson, he's a child. L'chay is a plea, like the morale points out. Avram and Yitzchak and Yaakov, they're all children, and they grew up and they became grandfathers. Why is Avram called the Savi and Yaakov called the Dardiki? Now come here, I would think maybe the Gemara means Fakert. Avram is the Dardiki. Because Avram was the beginning, he was the scholar. That's why he had the chesed, the enthusiasm in the beginning. But didn't have the shleimus. That's why Avram is the Amun HaChesed. The first, he was the beginning, he was the maskil. So you have that maila. And there's pashtus, it's there. Yaakov is already the chutah mishulish. Ready when you have Avram and Yitzchak, and that leads to Yaakov, and Yaakov is the shleimus. We have Yaakov shalim. Titan emes liyaakov with the teiris emes. That's already the sabi, the Yisrael sabo. So you want to get the schus of the maskil, the askola, that's not good, doesn't work with that avers. You want to get the schus of the savi, of the shalem, the gidl tzai gidl banim, the nitak had mitasa shlema, those doesn't work with that avers. So what does work with that avers? Yitzchak. What's Yitzchak? Yitzchak is Amr of Aveda. Yitzchak is Mesiris Nefesh. The Aveda of the Yidin is that the pshat is that the kol kulei, the pnimius, is kol kulei miyuchad bilti l'Hashem levadai. That's the nature of Aveda. Mitzvahs, chesen, Torah, emes, that doesn't work together with Aveiros. The Aveiros mechaveh that. But when you have the Aveda, the pshat is the pnimistic Aveda. That's there. The Aveda she believes that tefillah. The Aveda that's there b'chol leiv b'chol nefesh. That came from Yitzchak's mysterious nefesh by the Akedah. That Averius can't hide behind it. Yitzchak could say, it's not Benecha, it's Banai. It's the Kayach of the Schus of Yitzchak's Aveda. It's what Yitzchak gave to Klai Yisrael. that could last through any Averis. That's right, when they said, Kiata Avinu, so Yitzhak shows them Klap Yishamayim. And the Pshat is, that's what we're doing, the Kesha with the Klal Yisrael, the Kesha Pnimi that Klal Yisrael has to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Mesumul by Yitzhak, by his Mesirus Nefesh, by the Akedah, he's the Eilat Tmima. That's what has the Kayach to last, and no Averis could wipe it out. And now let's see the Mishnah. Hamaitzi Eitzim de Levashel Beitzakala. Someone who carries out wood, it's the amount of wood it takes to cook a Beitzakala. Rashi says, brings from the Gemara earlier, that it's a Gregorus, it's not a whole Beitzah. It's a Gregorus of a Beitzah, but it says a Beitzakala because that's the easiest egg to cook. Doesn't mean de Levashel Beitzakala, the smallest egg. It means a Gregorus, that's a Shia Veichlin. And it means a Gregorus of a Beitzakala because that's the easiest thing to cook, to fry a scrambled egg. Truth of an Asuna Be'ulfis takes the least amount of wood. Then it says Tavlin, the Tavlin Beitzakala. And Pashas, it means the same thing, that it's a Gregorus of a Beitzakala. But the Sras Emes is Meir, that by cooking, so an egg, it takes the least to cook. But by seasoning, why would an egg be the least to season? He said, maybe an Echrami, the Kacha, the egg is the food that needs the least spices. Okay, it's a little bit shvei. Why would an egg need less spices than rice or potatoes? So the Magi on the Sras Emes, Red Zeis, and the Rambam, he brings down the din of Kneel Kabul Beitza, it's mashma, a full egg, not just the Gregorus of the egg. Rashi is mashma, Gregorus of the egg. The Miri says that Mefurish. But the Rambam is mashma that this means a full egg. Maybe he wasn't Gregorus even Kneel Kabul Beitza Kala. He doesn't bring it. Because maybe he holds it as Rasem Mrs. Kasha, that Lagabe seasoning, it doesn't make a difference what food you're seasoning. You have to say an amount. So the Mishnah says Beitza, it means an amount, a Kaveya. It doesn't mean Gregorus in Beitza Kala. And his Makar is good for this Rasem Mrs. Kasha, because by seasoning, it wouldn't make a difference. If it says Kaveya, it would have to mean the amount. That's a Shtikul Shver, why Tak isn't a Gregorus? Unless you say that you're not tereach to be mitzi tavlin for less than a bay, I'm not sure why not. Maybe if it's not so much, you don't bother spicing it. Tzarechin. Now the Mishnah says it must start from zem zem, that the spices are must start with each other, and there is a problem because we have legabe asuring a pot of food. The only time the spices are must start is if they're mine masika shanu. However, ruin the masik kedera. So Gemara is bothered. Here it says all spices are mitzarif zem zem, and Lagabi asuring a pot of food, it's dafka mine masika. So Gemara says here it says talking about mine masika, and the Rambam doesn't bring down the akimta of mine masika, and the Nesha can't speak about it. It could be it's negay the sugan of a dessert that we don't pass in like Chizkiya. So Rambam doesn't pass in like Chizkiya. It could be the Magavisha says he had a different chat in the Gemara. Whatever it is, but the Ramban is a little bothered. Why are we so bothered about the spices being mitzdarif? It says that all eichlim are mitzdarif to a shir gregorus. You don't have to necessarily eat the eichlim together in one pot. The whole eichlim are mitzdarif for a shir gregorus. So why can't you say that all spices are mitzdarif? Kishir l'tabal beitzakala. So the Ramban says, because by eichlim, the pshad you could eat each food has a chashivas, and if you eat enough food that you ended up eating a gregorus, even if it's completely different food, so that's a shir chashiv, that you'll be mitzi, that you chayim mishum mitzah. Now shaking spices you don't eat themselves, you use it to spice foods. So it has to be enough that you'll use it to spice a gregorus of food. Now if you have two different spices which don't match together, if you use these two different spices, it won't help because this one's doing one thing, one's doing the other thing, and you don't have a shift either one. So that's why it can't be mitzvah. That's why you dafka need mina masika, that they all work together, because you have to spice the one food. I was like, there, man, l'chay, it's pashit. Just interesting, the Sasemis, he stels on the same question, and he clears a different svara. He says, you know, different spices have different types of sharpness, right? Some spices, you take, to metabol, a beit sakala, or a gregers, or whatever it is, so some spices would need an eighth of a teaspoon, and some spices would need a quarter of a teaspoon. But some spices would need even less. So what's the... Are they mitzdarif together? They have different shiurim. As a fizah, it's good to answer the Ramban's kasha, because eichlim, It's a shir shava. They're all kegregorous. Mashmegin spices. Each one has a different way to be metavo. He says the magia brings from the meiri. It says clearly, even though one is very strong and one is not as strong, but they're mitzarif together. So why takare mitzarif together? Either not shava b'shirayim. The Torah says because they could work together. You can make a spice blend. So that's the royal amasa kedera. Because you have all this together to make a spice blend that will together spice the thing. Now in the Mishnah the Gemara brought, there's a machlekes Rashi and Taisus, Parshat Taitche the Mishnah, it's also machlekes Rambam and Ravid. The Rishonim bring that Taisus and the Rishonim bring the Rach, that says like Taisus Pshat, it's also machlekes Rambam and Ravid. The Rambam says like Rashi's Pshat. The Mishnah says, Tavlan Shnayim V'Sholosh Shemes Mimin Echad, Oymi Shloishim Minim, and then it's a Shal V'Goris V'Shem Echad, Asurin U'Mitztarfim Zem Zeh. So the question is, what does it mean, Shnayim V'Sholosh Shemes Mimin Echad? Two or three Shemes from one min. So Rashi says, it's like three types of pepper, black pepper, white pepper, and long pepper. But Taisa says that Shnayim V'Sholosh Shemes Mimin Echad means two or three different types of Isurim. Two or three different Isurim. Like Arla and Klayakarim and Asher and Nidachas. Different Isurim that could be for the spices. So in Taisis, you see, Bit Kedushim, Benigei Hilchas Teruvis, and the Paiskim Taka Mavur, like Taisis. And Taisis L'Chayr State Dazai. If you have several different Isurim, each one of them are not enough to be nice in time. You need all of them together to be nice in time. But they're all the same Isser. So then, Taisus is Mavur, that they're Lasser. Even though they're three completely different Minim, with three completely different Taimim, but since they're all the same Isser, they could Aser. Now, if you have three different Isurim, all different Isurim, but they're the same Min, they all have the same time, they also Aser. And the implication is, but let's say you have three different Isurim with three different Taimim, then they won't Aser. Now, Ben Mishnah says, Eitach is stated in the Peskin, at the end of Simon Tzadik Ches, the Shulchan Aruch says, if you have a Kazayis of Chelev and a Kazayis of Dam, and 59 Kazayisim of Heter, 59 Kazayisim of potatoes, or meat, so then, it doesn't answer. Because even though if you put the Kazayis of Chelev and Kazayis of Dam together, you have two Kazayisim, and you don't have Shishim Kenegad the two Kazayisim, but you do have Shishim Kenegad the chaylev, I mean together with the dam, that's Yisurim of Atlan Zeh, you do have Shishim Keneged the dam, if you include the Kazayis of the chaylev, so I can't taste any dam, nor can I taste any chaylev, so Mamela, it's mutter, you can eat the teruvis. Now it's not mamish mefurish in the Shulchan Aruch that if they are the same min with two different Yisurim, it would answer. But there is a discussion about it, Shalom Kaim, not in Hilchas Teruvis, in Hilchas Trefis is a discussion about it. In Simon Chav Zayin, the Bach is telling Zach on the Beis Yesus question, the Torah makes a chalukim, when something's an avail and when something's a trefa. Like let's say if it has a hole in the veshet, it's a discussion if it's an avail, if it's a trefa. So Beis Yesus wants to know, what's the difference if it's an avail, it's a trefa? They're both us and me, they're Isa. The Gemara had to make a chaluk, because the Gemara is Negeya, an avail is matami b'masa, a trefa is not matami b'masa. You might have to know also which Isser to give Asra and to give the Malkus. But with the done, what's an Afkamina? So the Bach says, I'll tell you an Afkamina. Let's say you have one Kazayis of Nevela. If you have two Kazayisim of Trefa, and you have 59 Kazayisim of Heter, so it would Aser. But if you have one Kazayis of Nevela and one Kazayis of Trefa, and 59 Kazayisim of Heter, so it won't Aser, because it's two different Isurim, there won't be Mitzdarit. That's what the Bach says. But the Prisha says, no, that's only two different Isurim with two different tastes, two different meaning, like Chelev and Dam. But if you have both meat, and one's Nevela, one's Trefa, but they're both meat, so that would have had to ask, even if they're two different Isurim. And that, Azel L'Chayr Shtein Taisus, the Bach in the Kuntres Achron writes that the Prisha had this Kasha, and he says, but you could still say my Teretz, that sometimes you could have Nevela and Trefa of two minim. Like, two different types of animals could be two minim. Or maybe liver and meat could be two minim. They taste very different. So you can have two minim, so then it's negeya. If it's one Isser, even though it's two Minim, but if it's the same Isser, so then it would Aser. But if it's two different Isurim and two different Minim, then it won't Aser. As I stated in the Pre-Chadash in Simon Lamed Gimel, he argues on the Bach, I mean, it's Yidikon Shuzachrin. But he also says, if it's the same Min, even if it's two different Isurim, it would Aser. And the Tvushar over there. So Kumtais, La'alocha L'maisa, if you have two different Minim, are they mitzdarif to Aser? So it depends if they're Shem Echad, they both have the same Isser, the same Shem Isser, then they are. But if they're two Shemis, that's what the Shulchan Aruch at the end of Tzadik has, Chelev and Dam, then they're not mitzdarif to Aser. So Reb Chaim, in Seifish, Klusha ben Chaim, Alev al-Aram, Amuch Zachal Zasuris, Perek Tezvav, he stels the Chav and Hashayla, even if it's the same Isser, but why would it be mitzdarif to Aser? You don't have either taste. Either taste is batel b'shishim. What's the difference if it's the same Isser? If you're saying, let's say, liver and meat don't taste the same. So if one's nevela and one's trefa, then they don't aser. Why? Because you can't taste the liver, the nevela. You can't taste the meat, the trefa. So nevela is not aser. So let's say they're both nevela. But still, it's you're cooking it in potatoes. I can't taste the liver. I can't taste the meat. Why is it aser? Chazak Rav Chaim Pashit. If you have 59 different kazesim from 59 different minim, right, that doesn't mean you can't taste the food because each one is batel. You don't say that. You taste the combination. So when you have chelev and dam, kazayis of chelev, kazayis of dam, and 59 kazesim of potatoes, I can't taste the chelev, I can't taste the dam, but I can taste the combination of chelev and dam together. I can taste the combination. But then it depends. If the pshat is that the combination has a shame isser lifnei atzma, it's mitzdarif together, you get malchus on the combination. If you have half a gezais, one half a gezais to the other. So the shame isser is the combination. The combination is an isser taste. So me'elin asers. Mashayin kain, if each one is a separate isser, then I'm mitzdarif together. So I can't taste either isser. I can't taste the chelev, I can't taste the dam. Elamai could taste the combination, but there is no shame isser to the combination. There's an isser chelev, there's an isser dam. If they're not mitzdarif together, then you can make one shame isser out of it. If not, this combination time, I can't call it an isser, because which isser is it? It's not this isser, it's not that isser. So mel is mutter. So Reb Chaim explains a ogur, which is brought in the Prima Gadim. If you mix chalav and basa together, and then that basa b'chalav goes into, you have a kezayis of basa, a kezayis of chalav together, and that goes into 59 kezayisim of potatoes, it would aser. Because I could taste the basa b'chalav in the potatoes. But let's say, I didn't mix it together, I cooked, there happens to be a kezayis of basa in 59 kezayisim of potatoes, and also I have a kezayis of chalav. So I don't have basa b'chalav, because I can't taste the basa, I can't taste the chalav. The basa b'chalav is a tanai. It's only if you could taste the basa and the chalav or the chalav and the basa. So if you already have basa b'chalav, so then it would aser, because I could taste the combination taste. That's also called a taste. But it has to first become aser. In order to become aser, you have to taste actual basa and the chalav, or the chalav and the basa, and that you wouldn't have. That's a b'chaim shtickl. So male, that's the case. When you have two minim, if it's two different isurim, you can't taste either one, so it's mutter. I could taste the combination, but the combination is not one isser. But if it's the same isser, even though it's two minim, so then I could taste the combination, and the combination itself would aser because it's the same isser. That's Reb Chaim Shtickl. And that's all when it's two minim, and then we have a chilek between if it's one isser, one shame isser, or two shame isser. Now what if it's the same min? So Taisus holds, that's the Mishnah, Tavon Shnayim Ugimul Shemis Mimin Echad. If it's the same min, even if it's two different Isurim, it's Mistarif. And like we said before, the Drisha and the Bach and the Kuntres Achrein and the Pre-Chadash, they all say when you have Nevela and Trefa, if it's the same min, even though it's two different Isurim, it's Mistarif. According to Taisus, that's the Mishnah. But the Sasema says that according to Rashi says, I mean, it's a shalom figurus in the Rashi, but Rashi says, v'heim shem echad shel iser. Now Rashi holds that the gimel shemus means three types of peppers, the white pepper, black pepper, and long pepper, not three different isurim. And Rashi's mashma, if it's three different isurim, even if it's the same min, it wouldn't answer. Now the achronim that we mentioned, the Prisha and the Prichadash, they all davadri have to say it's asur, because why, how could it be mutti? You could taste it. The yisaita davar of bittul is if you can't taste it. If you could taste it, so it's not batul. You say tam ke'ikr, it's not batul. So the shal is, even if it's two different isurim, but lamais it's exactly the same taste, so you could taste the isur. So what would be the pshat that it won't be batul? And that's hakahadli paskin. But maybe you could say, see, the emes is, what if you have like this? What if you have 59 kazaisim of potatoes, one kazais of nevelam, and one kazais of basa shchuta? Let's say, b'ayfin, it's not batul b'rayv. You have a little bit more basa nevela than basa shchuta. But you don't have enough meat of nevela to asur, but you have other meat there. So nice, you could taste the meat, but only because he added to it meat of heter. So the Prima Gondim in Simon Tzalichez talks about this. He brings the case to a place, he brings this also around, that says, first, it's such a case as mutter. Of course, you don't have enough isser to taste the isser, even if you could taste meat. But the meat is only because you have heter. But you don't have enough isser to taste. And he clears about it, but once you have the heter, being mechazik the isser, so now you can taste the meat, and part of this meat is asur. So you don't have any bittul in it. It's not raven, even if raven the meat is asur. So lemaisa shouldn't be batul. So if you neman, like the Prima Gondim is mitzadid, then even if you have heter along with it, as long as lemaisa you could taste the isur taste, you have it, you have one taste, and that taste is partially asur, so that asur, so avad if you have two isurim will be asur. But if you're gonna neman, like the crazy place, like the ran, when you have isur together with heter, and you don't have enough isur to asur, it'll be mutter. So I'm not sure then what's the pshitas if you have two different isurim, like we're saying, the two different isurim can't be mitzdarif together. So the chari, you could easily say a svara, even though I could taste the meat, or in this case, I could taste the tavlin, and it's the same tavlin, but I can't taste klayakarim because part of this tavlin is arla. And I can't taste arla because part of this tavlin is klayakarim. I don't have enough arla to aser. I don't have enough klayakarim to aser. So male, it should be mutter. I guess the achrenim held that in svara, that since it is the same taste, and the entire taste is asur, even though it's two different isurim, one is two different tastes, and we have this Reb Chaim's right of the combination taste. So that's only when the combination taste is one isur. If it's two different isurim, so you don't say a svara that you have a combination taste of isur to asur. But if it's the same taste, so you don't need a new svara, the new combination taste. It's the same taste, and this taste, lemaisa, comes from Isser, even though it comes in two separate Isserim, each one not enough to Asser. For Lamais, it's the same taste. That's where they hold that it's Asser.